listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, equip your downline agents with the tools and resources they need for success. Best practices for training downline agents, written by Isabel Vitale. While it might look like baby birds leave the nest depending on only instinct to fly, their parents, in fact, slowly teach them to become independent. Now, your downline agents are not baby birds, or your children, at least in most cases. However, they are looking for you to teach them how to soar. They joined the security of your nest or organization for training and guidance, regardless of how long they've been an agent. It's imperative that you prepare them to go out into the world and sell on their own. And since Ritter Insurance Marketing is an FMO devoted to your success, we'll show you how to fly. Getting started, let's examine why uplines should train their downlines. Intentional training is critical to your agency's success. A study done by the Association for Talent Development shows that companies with comprehensive training programs have a 218% higher income per employee than companies without formalized training. And the benefits don't stop there. Companies who go that extra mile enjoy a 24% higher profit margin. Employees are also more likely to be engaged in their work and stick around for longer. Ideally, you create a formalized training plan before you start recruiting downlines, but it's never too late to make one. Your recruits, whether they're new or experienced, will appreciate and thrive under your intentional leadership. It's important to remember, everyone has a different learning style and teaching style, so we've compiled a list of training best practices that will appeal to different personas. Adapt these suggestions to fit you and your downline's needs. First, gather and provide resources. Think back to other jobs you've had. On your first day, you likely had lots of things to read or online training to complete. Perhaps you received a packet of handouts with important information, like a map of the building or who to reach out to if your computer breaks. Resources like these lay a foundation of knowledge for your recruits. Sure, they may not retain every point they read, but providing access to useful information will mean greater self-sufficiency for your agents in the future. To assemble a training packet, start by putting together a virtual or physical packet of any information you'd like your agents to read or watch during their onboarding. You could include only information to read or make the packet a multimedia experience. Consider including a new agent training outline, checklist, and timeline of the training schedule. Add information about products offered, contractor tax basics, options for health insurance, and other benefits that come with the position. Continuing education is vital for insurance agents. Consider including required and recommended certifications, trainings, or continuing education for health and life insurance in the packet. Adding a copy of the sales meeting schedule may be helpful as well. In addition, add some resources so your downlines can learn more during their downtime, like blog articles, ebooks, educational videos, or podcasts like this one. Make sure you include benefits and tax information if you bring your agents in as 1099 contractors, as many new agents don't know the ins and outs of how to approach contractor taxes. Putting together the materials for this packet will help you clearly define training pathways. Those agents who thrive with structure and learn by reading will appreciate such a thorough compilation. Even those who don't need such structure or learn more by doing will appreciate having this packet as a resource. It's a win-win situation. The welcome packet is great for new hires, but it's also important to build an agent resource library that all agents can refer back to at any time. This library, which takes the training packet idea and broadens it, could be entirely digital or a combination of digital and physical resources. Useful materials include insurance selling basics, an explanation of hierarchies and levels, compliance checklists, a list of book recommendations, carriers represented, and their contact information. Just like in the new hire welcome packet, you can include links to online resources, including ebooks, guides, videos, and podcasts. Add a list of professional organizations to join and development opportunities. It's helpful to include the contact information for any recommended services, like a tax professional, and any frequently asked questions you've had over the years. This is a project you can build up over time, and you may already have informally built up over your years as an agent. Although your agents might not read through the resources in this library as part of their onboarding, they will be a useful tool in the long run. Moving forward, let's look at hands-on training. After you've laid a foundation for your agents through resources, it's time to start providing more active training. To learn how to soar, baby birds need to watch their parents fly before they practice themselves. Training by doing is a progression. First, you enact the doing while the agent observes. Then they can give it a go. Have your agents shadow sales. Shadowing is an excellent way for your new agents to learn useful selling skills without taking away more time from your regular day-to-day schedule. They can shadow you as long as they're licensed and certified for the plan you're presenting. However, you should disclose this situation to the beneficiary and ask for their consent first. Accompanying you to appointments, agents will learn not only about selling certain products, what's needed to stay compliant, and how to enroll clients, but also important underlying approaches to selling, like tone of voice, dress, setting boundaries, building rapport, approaching sensitive topics, and dealing with objections. Don't forget to have a structured debrief and time of reflection after the shadowed sales call. This will reinforce what your new agent learned during this appointment, develop critical thinking skills, and encourage active engagement. Guide your agent through a reflection by asking questions about what happened, why they think it happened this way, their opinions, how things could have gone differently, and what they learned. In addition to reviewing sales techniques, it's good to give them a test run by role-playing sales appointments and phone calls. After job shadowing, your new agent may be ready to step out of the observing role and into a more active one, but maybe not necessarily the real deal. The hands-on learning of role-play is paramount to preparing your agent for autonomy. You or one of your assistants could pretend to be a client, and your new agent could run through a sales presentation. Call them on the phone and have them take down all necessary new client information or respond to a complaint. If you already have other downline agents, get them involved too. Make a day of it, order lunch for everyone, and have fun. After your new agent has had some practice through role play, give them the opportunity to lead a sales appointment with an actual client while you observe and take notes. Again, after each role play session or appointment, have a time of reflection to reinforce learning and give space for questions. Provide your honest feedback on their strengths and weaknesses so they know what they do really well and what they may need to work on more. Next, demonstrate sales tools and technology. How your agents learn sales tools and technology can follow the same progression as learning how to lead appointments and close deals. Start by demonstrating how they work. Then let the agent take over while you observe. We recommend breaking up any technology trainings over a series of days, since sitting in front of a screen all day, trying to learn a new program can be difficult to retain. Strike a balance between formal walkthroughs of the program and natural opportunities to practice as they come up. For example, perhaps you update all your clients' files in your customer relationship management software or your CRM on Fridays. On Thursday, give your new agent a tour of the CRM. On Friday, update your clients' files as usual while the agent watches and you explain what you're doing. Then, on the next Friday, switch places with the agent and talk them through the process. Training through experience will make up the bulk of the onboarding phase, as this is when your recruits will gain the confidence they need to go out and sell on their own. Be a resource for your new agents as well. Be sure they're comfortable coming to you as a mentor. Training will be most intensive when your agents first become a downline. Just remember, training isn't a once and done thing. Being a mentor is about investing in your agents for the long term, not just during the onboarding phase. Schedule weekly check-ins with each of your downline agents. These will be valuable times to mentor your agents by discussing difficult client cases, ideas for career development, issues with work, and more. Weekly check-ins can be an essential time of learning for both you and your downline agent. Consistent communication is key when operating a busy, healthy agency, so don't skip this important step. Perhaps you have too many agents under your wing to meet with them all individually every week. If that's the case, it's time to delegate. Consider setting up a mentorship program with your more seasoned agents mentoring your recruits. In the beginning of the onboarding phase, get to know your new agent so you can pick out the best mentor for them. The mentor can then become the person your new agent job shadows, practices with, and meets with weekly. Your new agent likely won't need a formal mentor forever, perhaps wanting to become a mentor themselves someday. Once they're fully settled and no longer in need of a formal mentor, keep an open dialogue with the agent to find out. Consider letting your mentee graduate and move to a group setup. Or perhaps the agent was already part of a group meeting from day one and simply stops meeting one-on-one with a mentor. You get to decide the structure and progression. A group setting can be a good next step in your newer agent's development, as it breaks the hierarchy of the mentor-mentee relationship and puts everyone on the level playing field of colleague. Speaking of group meetings, we strongly recommend setting up a monthly group sales call with all of your agents. These meetings can be done virtually and are a great time to discuss what they're experiencing in the field, the latest trends, industry news, and other topics. You can also provide kudos to your top performing agents, encouraging a little bit of friendly competition. Building a mentorship program can be very useful, giving you back more time and allowing your new agent to have focused, regular attention from another agent. It also builds an atmosphere of camaraderie and teamwork in the agency, especially in the group setting. If you're going to go this route, don't forget that your mentors need training too. The work isn't over after the new hire training, though. Encourage professional development. Continuing education is important for any professional to stay current on policies, procedures, and trends and be reinvigorated and energized. It's also required for health and life insurance agents in many states. Look for events to attend together as an agency, like the Ritter Summits. Consider networking with other insurance agencies in your area. Watch webinars together. Collaborative learning is a great team-building activity, so consider doing some of these activities together. Let Ritter Insurance Marketing show you the way. Training new downline agents can seem overwhelming. There is a lot to do. The good news is that you don't have to be alone in your journey. Ritter has a dedicated agency team to help you set up your agency. We can help you lay the groundwork for success and give you the support you and your downlines need along the way. We also have a multitude of training resources at your disposal. As part of their training, consider putting your new agents through Night School, a self-guided learning experience for those getting started in insurance. You can also take advantage of our active Ritter blog, our growing collection of ebooks, this podcast, the Ritter Docs agency section, training webinars, events, and more. Your new agents are depending on you to soar. With these tips, you'll be equipped to show them how. Lay the foundation with thorough resources. Build off of it with job demonstrations, practice, and mentorship, and then watch them fly. Every teacher has a teacher, and we're ready to help your agency flourish. Register with Ritter today for free and access all of our tools and resources for your agency building adventure. You can find all the resources we mentioned in the episode notes. Be sure to click around and bookmark pages that you find useful. As always, if you have questions, you can email us at asgpodcast@ritterim.com. That is all we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next episode. The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an integrity company. This episode was written by Isabel Vitale. Script adaptation by Tina Lamoureux. Recording and production by me, Sarah Ruppel. Podcast design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Rate and review our show on Apple or Spotify.